Key City Theatre director Galen Olsted has gotten recognition for his decade-long career in artistic programming and entertainment in Cranbrook. He was awarded Presenter of the Year from the British Columbia Touring Council at a conference on April 13. Given to presenters who put on 10 or more shows in 1 year, the award encompasses a broad spectrum of work that includes marketing, showmanship, artistic impact, and content. It is an accolade to a presenter who puts on outstanding shows with quality performers that match the interests of the greater community and are inclusive to a wide demographic of people. The award is about that artistic excellence, but it's also looking at factors like accessibility, diversity in programming, said Olsted. Olsted was nominated alongside 3 other BC presenters. It was his first time winning this award. "It's incredibly rewarding. It's a big boost. Really humbling," he said. Kootenay Concert Connections promoter F.J. Hurtick said that Olsted and the theatre staff's outstanding work are worthy of recognition. "We deal with a wide variety of theatres all over this province and bar none, no other venue offers the public more diversity and quality shows than Cranbrook's Key City Theatre. For a city our size, it's quite remarkable. The award is richly deserved." Olsted started working at the theatre on October 14, 2014, shortly after he moved to Cranbrook from the Lower Mainland. He only planned to stay a couple of years, but said he really clicked with the community, so he put down roots. He liked that Key City Theatre allowed him to unleash his creativity, and he enjoyed the challenges that came with the job. His first show was CBC radio broadcaster Stuart McLean. Since then, he's grown the theatre's repertoire to include a diversity of artistic and musical talent. Key City Theatre put on 150 shows this season and brought Canadian musical talent to the stage, like Dean Brody, Finger Eleven, and the Sheepdogs. It held its first ever festival in September, dedicated to Ed the Elephant, complete with a gigantic 16-foot elephant puppet who stampeded the streets with a troupe of circus performers. Jesus Christ Superstar hit the stage in January, directed by Key City's very own Brenda Burley. The intricate set and costumes, and lively dance numbers captivated audiences. It infused Cranbrook with multicultural programming through Indian dance, African folklore, and Indigenous culture. In February, it helped Te Naha First Nation celebrate Natanik Day of Sunshine with activities, games, movies, and a DJ. It championed diversity and tolerance through Faces of Pride, an art display that allowed LGBTQ+ people to publicly represent their community. Olsted already has a few projects in mind for the next few years. Top of his list is making the building more accessible by installing an elevator. The money for this project is being raised through the Taylor Swift Dreams Come True raffle, which gives participants the chance to see the Starlet's Eras Tour in Toronto. He also wants to remodel the building to make the space more suitable to interactive group events. "Our facility is not built as a production house. It's a presenting space, doing things like rehearsals and workshops and residencies. With the amount of usage we have in this space and how the building is designed, it's just not suitable," he said.